In a small log cabin built with uneven timber in Hardin County, Kentucky, Abraham Lincoln was born on February 12, 1809, a boy destined to become one of the most influential figures of the 19th century. Yet, at that moment, there were no signs of greatness, no privilege, no illustrious heritage. The landscape that greeted him was made of mud, dense forest, and uncertain horizons. The American frontier was not yet the romantic myth that literature would later celebrate. It was a harsh, unstable space where survival depended more on physical endurance than on formal education, and where law barely managed to organize daily life. His father, Thomas Lincoln, was a hard-working but restless man, with more strength than fortune. An occasional carpenter, makeshift farmer, and persistent settler, he represented the small white yeoman class pushing westward in search of more affordable land. His mother, Nancy Hanks, possessed a more introspective sensitivity and, according to later accounts, an inclination toward reading and religious devotion that left a deep mark on the boy. In that union, there was no material wealth, but rather a blend of rustic discipline and quiet tenderness that would shape Abraham's early years. At the dawn of the 19th century, Kentucky was a territory riddled with legal tensions over land ownership. Titles were confusing, boundaries imprecise, and lawsuits frequent. This legal instability directly affected the Lincoln family, who had to move several times due to disputes over their parcels of land. Thus, from his earliest memories, the boy learned that the ground beneath his feet could be lost without warning. The notion of precarity was not abstract, it was a concrete, almost physical experience. Life on the frontier demanded labor from childhood. Abraham was no exception. Before he fully understood the world, he was already handling tools, helping clear land, and accompanying his father in farm chores. Nevertheless, there was something about him that seemed to lean in another direction. While other children found satisfaction in manual dexterity or early hunting, Abraham showed a persistent curiosity for words. He was fascinated by any scrap of writing that came into his hands, even if it was just loose pages or borrowed books with strict conditions. It is worth understanding that in that rural context, formal education was almost non-existent. Frontier schools operated intermittently, sometimes in makeshift houses, other times under itinerant teachers with limited training. Abraham attended such institutions for only a few months in total. Yet, that lack did not breed resignation in him but rather a kind of intellectual hunger. He learned to read quickly, and once he cracked the code of letters, he never wanted to let it go. The religious environment also influenced his development. The Baptist churches of the region promoted a strict morality and a literal reading of Scripture. Although his father identified with that spiritual milieu, he was not a man of constant fervor. Instead, Nancy Hanks passed on to her son a more introspective religiosity. The biblical narrative, with its figures of suffering leaders and wandering peoples, began to form part of the boy's imagination. This familiarity with the cadence of biblical language would reappear, decades later, in his public rhetoric. In 1816, the family moved to Indiana, crossing the Ohio River into territories free of slavery. This move was not a sophisticated ideological statement but a pragmatic search for land with more secure titles. However, the fact that Abraham grew up in a free state left a significant mark. From a young age, he observed the difference between societies that allowed slavery and those that legally rejected it. Although he did not develop a coherent political stance in childhood, the perception of that duality lodged itself in his memory. The move to Indiana meant facing an even more rugged environment. The forest had to be cleared almost from scratch. Dwellings were built through collective effort, and winters could be devastating. In this setting, death was not a distant concept. Diseases like milk sickness, caused by drinking contaminated milk, were common.